SBS Radio.
Ang pambansang araw ng Australia o Australia Day ay nagmula noong nagdaang panahong kolonyal ng bansa. Ginugunitan nito ang araw nang ang First Fleet na 12 barko ay dumaong sa Port Jackson na kung saan nagtaas ng bandilang British si Gobernador Arthur Phillips sa Sydney Cove noong 26 ng Enero taong 1788. Maraming katutubong Australiano ang nagtuturing dito bilang Invasion o Survival Day. Paano nabago ang kahulugan ng Australia Day sa paglipas ng panahon? Tunghaya natin sa ulat ni Amy Chien Yu Wang na isinali namin sa ating wika. Ang Australia Day ay unang pinagdiwang sa isang maliit na pagtitipon sa Sydney sa mga unang taon ng 19th na siglo. Si Dr. Elizabeth Kwan na mula Darwin, ang author ng salaysay na Celebrating Australia, A History of Australia Day. Ipinaliwanag niya kung ano ang orihinal na layunin ng 26 ng Enero.
What was called First Landing Day or Foundation Day was to celebrate with a dinner in Sydney, the beginning in 1788 of British settlement in New South Wales. So they were concerned with the survival of the colony because it hadn't been easy and that it was centered on Sydney. They were celebrating growth and prosperity, the love of Australia, the land we live in, they called it, but also the love of what they termed the mother country, that is Britain.
Sinabi ni Dr. Elizabeth Kwan na pagkatapos ng migrasyon sa Australia sa dulo ng 20th pandaigdig, nagkaroon ng lumalaking kaalaman ng gobyerno federal na kailangan nilang tulungang makapag-ugnayan ang mga Australiano sa bawat isa sa pamamaraang positibo.
There still had to be an acknowledgement that it had begun as a British settlement, but there was a greater urgency to acknowledge the contributions that were coming from all over the world, as well as from Indigenous, Aboriginal Australians. And so you find this growing attempt to balance celebration on Australia Day with reflection and education. So it saw quite a different side of Australia Day coming through.
Noong 1988, lahat ng estado at teritoryo ay nagkasundong idaos ang Australia Day sa 26 ng Enero at noon lamang 1994 nang ang araw ay ginawang pambansang public holiday. Pinamamahalaan ng National Australia Day Council ang selebrasyon at pagbibigay ng parangal. Ipinaliwanag ni Chris Kirby, Council CEO ng grupo, ang resulta ng isang pag-aaral noong 2016 kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng Australia Day sa mga tao.
And it showed that what most people are celebrating on Australia these days is, you know, how lucky we are to live somewhere like Australia. It was really about bringing together friends and family to celebrate and to connect on the day. And a lot of people talked also about the freedoms that we have here in Australia, and particularly with a really high number of new Australians and recent migrants. I think that kind of real sense of, you know, opportunity and freedom is what people are really celebrating these days on Australia Day.
Ang kontemporaryong Australia Day ay pinagdiriwang na magkakaiba sa kahabaan ng bansa. Sinabi ni Chris Kirby na maraming Australiano ang pumipiling idaos ang araw kasama ng kanilang mga pamilya at kaibigan o kaya'y dumalo sa iba't ibang seremonya.
Our National Day isn't like the days that occur in other countries. It's very relaxed. It's very much that people can make of it what they want, from, you know, Aboriginal festivals of culture up in Coffs Harbour to, you know, huge multicultural parades down the centre of the Melbourne Central Business District to, you know, crazy, very Aussie outback events like thong throwing or cane toad racing. So there's a whole range of different events that happen on the day.
Ang mga seremonya ng pagkamamamayan ay ginaganap sa Australia Day na kung saan ang mga bagong mamamayan ay gumagawa ng kanilang Australian Citizenship Pledge. Sinabi ni Chris Kirby na ipinagdiriwang nila ang kanilang pagiging multiculturalismo.
It's something that's been encouraged by the Department of Immigration, and it really is a way of us celebrating the multicultural society that we live in and the success of that multiculturalism that all of us, other than the first Australians, are descendant from or have arrived from other countries. And I think that's, to me, a very apt way of marking our National Day.
Sa gabi bago sumapit ang Australia Day, ginagawa rin ng punong ministro ang mga natatanging mamamayan na gumawa ng mahalagang kontribusyon sa komunidad at sa bansa.
They've been running since 1960, and originally there was just the Australian of the Year, and now we actually have 4 awards. So there's the Australian of the Year, the Senior Australian of the Year, the Young Australian of the Year, and also the Local Hero. And really, the awards are, you know, all about celebrating the Australians that typify what we think Australia is about. You know, it's about that optimism, that tenacity that we see as part of Australian culture.
Sa kabila ng 26 ng Enero ay kumakatawan sa Invasion Day o Survival Day para sa mga miyembro ng First Nations. Ginugunita din ito bilang simula ng kolonisasyon ng Britain. Si Dr. Chelsea Bond na isang Munanjali at Australianong taga South Sea Island na nagle-lecture sa Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander Studies Unit ng Queensland University. Sinabi niya na maraming katutubong Australiano ang hindi nagdiriwang sa 26 ng Enero.
The fact that it is insisted that we celebrate a day which at worst has been a day of mourning for Indigenous people and at best a celebration of our survival in a world that was an intent on destroying our way of life. And I think that surely as a nation there is a better day, a more inclusive day, where we all get to celebrate being part of this nation.
Inaamin ni Chris Kirby na may magkahalong pakiramdam sa araw na ito.
What's important is that Australia Day isn't about telling people how they should feel or whether they should get involved or whether they should celebrate. It really is, from our point of view, a day where people should choose how they want to mark the day. And it really is, for me, about reflecting on our past, but also celebrating where we are now. And I think increasingly about looking to what the future holds for the country.
Sa isang natatanging hakbang na isama ang mga katutubong Australiano sa pagdiriwang, kamakailan ay nagsimula ng kontrobersiya ang siyudad ng Fremantle sa pagpapalit ng kanilang pagdiriwang ng Australia Day na tinawag nilang One Day sa 28 ng Enero. Sinabi ng website ng konseho na ang desisyon ay ginawa upang ipagdiwang ang pagiging Australiano sa paraang kasama ang lahat ng Australiano. Naniniwala si Dr. Chelsea Mond na ang pagdiriwang ng pambansang Australia Day ay dapat ding gawin sa ibang petsa.
The failure to change the date thus far, despite the calls by Indigenous people and many other Australians to change the date, I think it speaks to the relationship of power between Indigenous and non-Indigenous peoples. It speaks to the position of Indigenous peoples in this country. It tells us where we sit in the nation's consciousness. Was something still not talked about. The history that Indigenous Australians have experienced in this country is still something that this country prefers to keep quiet about.
Itinagdag ni Dr. Elizabeth Kwan, ang araw ay naging mas kinatawan ng lipunan ng Australia sa panahong ito.
As we've seen from the evolution of Australia Day, it has been a work in progress, and the day and governments have responded to the way Australian society has changed. Perhaps too slowly for some, but it is a work in progress. The more we can discuss and involve everybody in that discussion, the better.
SBS Filipino. Ibahagi ang inyong mga kwento sa Facebook.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.